With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. State Representative-elect Amanda Curtis of Butte is the first Democrat to indicate interest in replacing Congressman Ryan Zinke if he is confirmed as Secretary of the Interior next year. She told MTN News today that she's considering seeking her party's nomination. At least a half dozen Republicans are also floating trial balloons to be the GOP's nominee. They include state legislators Daniel Zolnikoff of Billings, Scott Sales of Bozeman, and Ed Buttrey of Great Falls, along with Corvallis resident Gary Carlson, who publishes a conservative newsletter online. Bozeman construction contractor Eugene Graff IV has also thrown his hat into the ring. Since 2011, Graff has been the state representative to the National Association of Home Builders.
Hopefully I can bring a fresh set of eyes to some of those problems that we've kicked down the road.
People who want to become their party's nominee will have to be elected by party leaders at nominating conventions that have not been yet scheduled. Independent candidates can petition themselves onto the ballot by gathering more than 14,000 signatures. State law says the governor must set a special election date between 85 and 100 days after Montana's congressman officially resigns his seat. A special master appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court says Wyoming is obligated to provide enough water to fill the Tongue River Reservoir in southeastern Montana. But he rejected Montana's bid to be fully reimbursed for more than $4 million it spent on attorneys in the 2007 lawsuit against its southern neighbor. Thompson said in a ruling this week that Montana is not entitled to costs incurred since February 2010.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A lawsuit filed today seeks to keep Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell, on the job until June of 2019. Governor Steve Bullock appointed Modell in 2013 to serve until the end of this month to fill out the six-year term of the previous commissioner. Today's lawsuit argues that Modell should have a full six-year term of his own, and that Bullock made an error when he set this January 1st as the expiration of Modell's term. The plaintiffs are Christine Kaufman and Secretary of State Linda McCullough, both Democrats, along with former Republican Representative Jesse O'Hara and Al Smith of the Montana Trial Lawyers Association and a group called Montanans for Experienced Judges. Since his appointment and confirmation, Modell has wiped out the office's backlog of complaints and brought a high-profile corruption trial against Republican Representative Art Wittig. Efforts to increase the number of direct flights from Montana's airports are paying off in at least one city, Great Falls Airport Director John Faulkner.
United Airlines is going to expand their direct Chicago flights out of Great Falls. In addition to our weekend flights, they're going to be adding a Wednesday flight.
Faulkner says that's good news for business travelers and for the general public.
Well, it adds about 1,000 seats to our market. And, you know, like many of the Montana airports, we're really trying to increase our eastbound flying. So by adding some Chicago service in there, we really diversify the options that the business community has. And that helps with ticket pricing. It also helps just with connection.
Missoula's airport currently has seasonal direct flights to cities on the West Coast and Atlanta and is in talks with carriers to expand service into Texas. Bozeman's airport recently added direct flights into Dallas and Houston and is negotiating service to Boston. Direct flights from cities in Montana have traditionally been hard for airlines to run profitably. They're often made possible by subsidies from the tourist industry and other businesses to guarantee baseline revenue. An inmate has been sentenced to more than 7.5 years of additional prison time for his role in a drug smuggling scheme in the Montana State Prison. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen today sentenced Ian Scott Barclay to 92 months for conspiring to smuggle drugs into the Deer Lodge prison and bribing a prison worker. The sentence is the longest to date in a scheme that involved five people. Prison laundry worker Aaron Bernhardt was previously sentenced to 14 months. Cordero Metzger was sentenced to 3 years for arranging to have two women in Tennessee mail the drugs to Bernhardt. Stay tuned for more Montana news coming up in 30 minutes. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.